It's been 30 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. Some community activists say there are similarities between the battle for disabled rights and the current effort for racial equality. WUWM's Chuck Hornbach reports.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, helped lead to things like more curb cuts, those little ramps built into concrete curbs at intersections. The 1990 law also did much more, of course, including banning discrimination against the disabled in public places. Harvey Ross remembers 30 years ago not being nice to some people.
And I can admit that when I was walking around, I discriminated against people that had disabilities, made fun of them and everything else. And I think the universe was like, well, oh, you think that's funny? How about this? Bye.
What went by in 1992 was Ross's ability to use his legs after being hit by gunfire. He now gets around in a wheelchair and has become an advocate for people with disabilities. He's also part of the Black Lives Matter movement, and Ross says he sees a connection.
In an ironic way, it all ties in together because the American Disability Act itself piggybacked off the civil rights movement, the same as the LGBTQ community. So if we have that conversation, what is that telling you? These different boxes that we've been put in, we all are fighting for the same thing, which is equality.
Ross spoke at a rally in Whitefish Bay Sunday, marking the 30th anniversary of the ADA. Another speaker, Khalil Coleman, has helped lead 2 months of marches for racial equality in the Milwaukee area. Coleman says marchers should support people with disabilities.
Because as the old saying goes, an injustice to one is an injustice to all.
Coleman says it took a considerable amount of time to get the ADA passed. He says the local Black Lives Matter movement has already achieved some wins, and he promises to keep the effort going. Coleman and Harvey Ross ended the event by chanting together.
I believe that we will win.
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 Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.